And actually, I guess at least the approved PARP inhibitors don't seem to do too well when you add them to chemotherapy. So they often use them as maintenance after chemo. The one that I've heard about that does seem to go well with chemotherapy is not approved, and it's veliparib. And I see that you actually have a trial looking at this. There was a poster at ASCO that you talked about this study
Yes.
of veliparib with FOLFIRI. Can you talk about that? That's really fascinating. Now, this is not just BRCA germline, right?
No, but we're collecting the data. So basically, you're combining it, you can make veliparib with a combination that also is a DNA damaging. The irinotecan is, in fact, a DNA damaging agent if you look at it the way the mechanism of action of the drug. So that's a study in patients who have gemcitabine-based therapy in the frontline, metastatic pancreatic cancer, gemcitabine-based chemotherapy frontline, they fail. And then in the second line, we have this study which is looking at FOLFIRI plus minus veliparib. So that's a trial which we're also collecting information prospectively on the BRCA status and also other biomarkers which you're looking at in collaboration with the University of Washington. In that trial, we're not selecting patients, but we're collecting the data. And it's also based on phase one study that was done by Jordan Berlin a few years ago, which showed some interesting signal of activity. So that will be our interesting trial to see whether in the second line or in any line, something we can study further if we see a signal for a PARP inhibitor, irrespective of their DNA status, mutational status.